Hello guys, it's Derek Tafuma here. I just want to look at a question which was asked by a friend, and it concerns he was asking me how can he communicate, what's the best way for him to communicate his product. He's a potato farmer and he'd like to understand how he can use social media to communicate his product, these potatoes. So first of all, you know, I've just given him a brief answer, and now I'm making it more comprehensive. So first of all, he has already identified his product, or we already know what his product is. So he's a potato farmer, so his product is potatoes. But then he needs to look at social media and think, who is on social media? Is it just people that want to buy potato products, or it's also just ordinary people? So you have to distinguish between that, to say there are people who are potentially customers. People eat potatoes, so everyone is potentially a customer, but not everyone is potentially an immediate customer. So it might be that you have customers who are still maybe not ready to buy your products, but they may be ready someday. So you need to have two parts to yourself. You need to have the part which is trying to market your product, and you also need to be a part which is trying to form relationships with people so that they understand you better, because people buy from people they know and trust. So if people know you through social media, they may begin to trust you, and then they may start buying from you. Okay, so a brand without a face is not the same thing as just a brand. So we need to distinguish between those two. So we know what the product is. So the next thing is to try and come up with some kind of a goal for that product or service. So a goal could be something like, for example, I try to help others to communicate. I try to help you to communicate your skills and competencies, your products and services. So this is why I'm answering this question, because that's what I try to do. So that's one of my goals. And the other goal is to become the go-to person for how to navigate the social media landscape. Now, what we need to understand is that human beings look for information. We look for information, which is why we spend most of the time on Google. If we want to search for something, we immediately go to the internet. We type in the search bar. Most of the search bars are now powered by Google. You also have Bing and other search engines, but Google is by far the biggest search engine at the moment. But when you talk about the biggest search engine at the moment, you cannot ignore YouTube, for example. So YouTube has become quite a big search engine. That's because it's powered by Google. That's because it was bought by Google. So Google bought YouTube, and they've put their Google algorithm within YouTube so that you can search. So when you go to Google, you can just search for videos straight away within YouTube, and then you can get the result that would most likely answer your question. Okay, so you should be behaving like a social, like a search engine, or you should know that when you're on YouTube, okay, you are going into a search engine algorithm. So you need to be discovered, and to be discovered, you need to be answering people's questions. And to answer people's questions, you need to reverse engineer what people would ask. Okay, reverse engineer people's questions and answer them. Okay, so basically answer what you think people might be asking, or ask people to ask you questions, then you can answer. That's why some people will include a Q&A or a question and answer session. Maybe do a live stream and do a question and answer session where you're answering questions. That's why I've also got the Ask Derek Tafuma, the hashtag Ask Derek Tafuma, because that's part of how I get some questions. So when people begin to ask you questions, it's because they think that you are an authority in that field. And you can only become an authority if you're producing content. And you can only produce content which you're going to post on social media. So we need to understand all the different social media platforms. And I'm not going to go deep into any of them because that will just take a long time to finish, okay? But I'm just going to mention them and what you can, briefly what you can post on them, whether you can post text, whether you can post audio, whether you can post pictures, and whether you can post video, or whether you can do all of those. But at the back of your mind, just remember that people are going to try and find answers. So you look at Facebook, Twitter, they are becoming search engines, okay? Whereas Google first built a search engine, then they tried to have a social network in Google Plus. What Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms have done is to use the network effect, okay? Take advantage of the network effect by starting a social network and then slowly morphing it, because they are collecting data. So now they are organizing that data. They are now including search algorithms within the data which they've collected. And so there are answers there because people are asking questions. Naturally, human beings, we're going to ask questions, okay? We're going to ask each other questions and we're going to answer each other's questions. So already you've got questions and answers, okay? So all they need to do is organize that information into a search algorithm so that they become de facto search engines as well. So everyone is trying to become a search engine, which means that you have to become a search engine as well, okay? So how do you become a search engine? By answering people's questions. How? On social media, through text, through pictures, through audio, and through video, okay? So let's go ahead and look at the four different types of media that you can use. So you can use text, you can use pictures, audio, and you can use video. Now let's go on to text. Now in text, you can use WordPress for blogging, or let me just see. And WordPress, you can use it as a landing page, or you can use it to engage with your audience. Okay, so that's WordPress. You can use centralized platforms, which we're used to, like Facebook. Okay, so Facebook, and within Facebook, you can use Instagram. Okay, you can use WhatsApp. You can use Facebook groups, Facebook pages, and the Facebook Messenger, because all of these belong to Facebook. WhatsApp and Instagram belong to Facebook now. So you can post your website links within WhatsApp and also within WhatsApp groups. Okay, Instagram, same thing. You can use stories, pictures, and you can live stream as well. But in terms of text, yes, you can just make little cards with words on them, and then you can just post those onto Instagram. Okay, so we've looked at those centralized platforms, and that was just Facebook. But you also got Pinterest, and you also have LinkedIn, you also have Medium, Snapchat, and Twitter. Okay, so those are centralized. On the decentralized front, the decentralized platform, these are platforms which are based on the blockchain. And I know I've been talking a lot about Bitcoin. And what I'd like people to understand is that Bitcoin is not just a cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is a protocol, which means Bitcoin is a place where you can build applications. Okay, so you can build applications, and some of the applications that you can build are social media applications. So what are the most common ones? Most common ones, at the very top, we have Steemit. Okay, we have Steemit, but we have, I'm going to write this one down so that I don't forget it. We have, what do you call that one now? I just can't remember it at the moment. But when I do remember it, and my brain is trying to remember it now, I'm going to include it there as well. It's called Apex. They haven't launched yet. They should be launching in a couple of months. I mean, the actual iOS and Android application. So the Apex is going to be one of those decentralized platforms. So you have Steemit, you have Apex, you have Mines, you have Steepshot, which is like an Instagram. You have Busy, which is almost like Steemit, almost like Twitter. You have BlogPress, which is almost like WordPress. Okay, so that is just text. So imagine what you can do with text. You can go decentralized, like I have done with some of my posting. So you can just go centralized, the traditional ones that we've been using. But you can also do pictures. And the pictures, you have Snapchat, you have Instagram, you have Snapshot, okay? Those are, so Snapshot is actually decentralized, okay? And in terms of audio, we have Anchor, which I'm using now. You have Pocket Casts, you have SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Anchor, which I'm using now, Radio Republic, you have Google Play Music, Stitcher, you have some on the blockchain, like, why did I put SoundCloud there? Like this sound. Okay, SoundCloud should not be here. Let me remove SoundCloud from there. SoundCloud is not decentralized, and SoundCloud is centralized, and it's already here. So there was no need to put it there. Okay, so I'm just gonna remove it. Right, so that's audio. And video. In terms of video, again, you have centralized and decentralized platforms. For centralized platforms, we have YouTube, Periscope, LinkedIn, Facebook. Within Facebook, obviously, you have Facebook Live and Instagram. And then here, Periscope, I've already mentioned. Okay, so that's video. So you can do all of these things in all of these platforms. But what can you talk about then? Okay, so let me just talk about what you could talk about in terms of the potatoes. So you could talk about the potatoes themselves. You can talk about the farming of them. You can talk about the pests which affect them. You can talk about, and I mean in terms of the audio, the video, and the text and the pictures. Okay, that's what you're communicating. You're answering questions. You were talking about the farming. You're talking about the seasons. You are showing your expertise. You're trying to become the go-to person. You want to form a relationship with people so that they can buy from you. So that when you're selling something, they know that that product is coming from someone who knows what they are talking about. In terms of tomato farming, potato farming, in terms of all the things that you can do with potatoes, the chips that you can fry, the crisps you can make, and all the other products, mashed potatoes. There is so much you can talk about. The history of the potato, a lot. There's a lot that you can talk about. The environmental impact, how the nutrients that are coming from potatoes. So there's a lot that you can talk about just in terms of potatoes. You can take videos on the farm, you know, and on the field. You can talk about a particular plant. You can identify some pests and talk about them. There's a lot you can do. You become the person people want to ask when it comes to potatoes. Okay, so you can use all these social media platforms to do that. Okay, so thank you for listening. To get in touch with me, it's derektafuma.com. There you will find me. Also in the show notes for the video, which I'm going to make out of this, and the audio as well, you will see in the show notes all of the links which I use to come up with a product such as this one. Okay, all the platforms I use, all the software that I'm using, the hardware that I'm using. For example, right now I'm just using an iPhone to record this, and I'm using the Anchor application, and I'm going to use the platform repurpose.io to repurpose this audio into a video which can be posted on a Facebook page, and also on YouTube. Okay, so that's what's going to happen. So in the YouTube show notes, you will find all the links. Some of the links are affiliate links, which means that if you go ahead and make a purchase using the affiliate link, which I put in the show notes, I will be paid a certain percentage, depending on how much you have spent. Some of them are Amazon, some of them TubeBuddy. TubeBuddy is a platform that I use to optimize my videos so that I improve my search engine presence, so that when someone is searching for information on how to use social media, for example, I should be able to come up because I have been able to optimize the post. So thank you again for listening, and I will see you in the next Anchor, next Facebook page video, next YouTube video.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.